Well, it turned out the Saskatchewan Roughriders had more than a chance last Sunday evening against the BC Lions. When all around, including myself, were doubting the team, they played their best game of the season against the Lions. Each unit and head coach Craig Dickinson contributed to the August 20th victory, which the Riders won 34-29. On offense, Jake Dolagala looked nothing like the quarterback who struggled mightily against the Montreal Alouettes. In feverish Saskatchewan, one good game has the province anointing him to start against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Not long ago, it was Mason Fine to be the savior. Dolagala was aided by some great individual plays. Kean Schaefer Baker scored the first touchdown as he curled between a pair of defenders. He said he kind of ran the wrong route. He ran more of a bender route when he was supposed to go more over the top. Dolagala had no problem with the adjustment as he was watching Schaefer Baker the whole play. Beyond the touchdown, he was excited to be back on the field. He said it was a great feeling to be out there with his brothers. A religious man, he has crosses daubed on each cheek. He said they represent him giving glory and honor to God. Running back, Jamal Morrow, had the second Rider touchdown on a nifty 8-yard run. He started up the middle before cutting hard to the left and was untouched to the end zone. He said he could go right or left. He looked to be going right and the Lions were pushing hard that way. When he saw the hole to the left, he planted and was gone. Lion defensive end Matthew Betts took himself out of the play by going straight ahead. It was the move of an alert running back, not just pounding the ball forward but watching for an opening. Wide receiver Samuel Emelis made a pair of long spectacular catches. The second was for a touchdown that appeared to be going to be an interception to Dickinson and everyone else in the stadium until Emelis took flight. Dolagala said Emelis has a 45 inches vertical. When Emelis snatched the ball, both defenders were left startled and watched him go into the end zone. He said it was a trap coverage with the halfback on top. He continued it was like he stole a cookie from the cookie jar. He said playing sports such as basketball helped prepare him to go up in the air to make plays. He added that his vertical is actually 37.5. On defense, the Rider secondary certainly gave up some big plays, but the defensive line was stout. They were driving hard. Micah Johnson led the charge on a 2nd and 2 in the third quarter when he stopped running back, Taquan Mazzell. He drove BC guard, Andrew Pearson, back. Johnson said he was hoping to be one-on-one and used straight power. He said Pearson had such a grip on him that he could not get his arms up to tackle Mazzell, so he put his face mask to the side and stopped Mazzell. It was like Mazzell hit a wall. The Riders ran more blitzes than usual, especially in the second half. Several were not successful, but defensive coordinator Jason Shivers kept calling them and making small adjustments as the game progressed. Johnson said they would change angles, shift who comes and who shows. On the last series, with the game on the line, the Riders they got the pressure they wanted. More important defensive halfback Deontal Williams finally covered Kean Hatcher closely coming across the middle on 2nd down and forced an incompletion. On 3rd down they looked to be blitzing but then did not come with extra rushers. Anthony Lanier too, left one-on-one, blew around the end for the 5th Rider sack of Vernon Adams. On special teams, the Riders were going hard all night. While a forced fumble of a kickoff set up a Rider touchdown in the second quarter, most will remember TJ Brunson's hellacious hit on punt coverage as the special teams play of the game. As with Schaefer Baker, he was excited to get on the field playing again. He said he wanted to hit something and, when he got his chance, he attacked. It was one of those special plays when you heard the stadium go, "Oh." Dickinson had a role in firing up the special teams. He said he challenged them to destroy who was in front of you. He said we are going to kick right and expect the coverage to be there. They fulfilled his mission. Jeremy O'Day gave the coach a game ball. On Sunday night, the Riders attacked the Lions. On Labor Day, we find out if they can maintain that attack attitude. Bill Selnes, who's based in Melfort, has written about the Saskatchewan Roughriders since the late 1970s. He was inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Football Reporters of Canada Wing on November 24, 2013. Saskatoday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.